Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Alejandro Mayorkas, Director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. What is your agency doing to integrate new immigrants into U.S. communities, and how do you ensure these integration programs are actually delivering on investment?
Michael, we have an Office of Citizenship that is devoted to the integration of immigrants lawfully here in the United States as one of its core missions. And in 2009, we created and executed the first ever immigrant integration grant program. We distributed $1.2 million to 13 organizations throughout the country to assist them, community-based organizations, to assist them in developing programs for the integration of immigrants in their respective communities. And it was very, very successful. And with the leadership of the president and the support of Congress, the bipartisan support of Congress, we were able last year, through a greater appropriation, we were able to administer just over $7 million in grants to many more organizations around the country that provide direct services to immigrants to assist them in integrating into our communities, and also to help certain organizations build capacity. And we are executing on that same grant program this year. And we have metrics for success in terms of number of immigrants reached, the influence of the outreach on the immigrants in terms of the tools available to them to really become integrated members of our community. And we have a very significant feedback stream, and the support that we've received for this grant program has been extraordinary.
Well, I'd like to transition to your efforts, which are currently underway, to build an immigration service for the 21st century. And you alluded to the enterprise-wide modernization effort you're engaged in. What is this effort? And more particularly, how does it seek to enhance national security, customer service, and operational efficiency for your agency?
Michael, we are a paper-based system. So if you were to walk into one of our facilities that stores files, the concluding image of the Raiders of the Lost Ark movie of all of those crates in one office might come to mind. And so we embarked a number of years ago on an effort, a modernization effort that was termed transformation, because it really is transforming our agency from a paper-based system to an electronic environment. And it will allow our customers to access us through computer rather than the actual submission of completed paperwork. And the efficiencies gained by that are obvious from a processing perspective. But there's also successes that are to be achieved through that modernization in our efforts to combat fraud and help safeguard our national security. Because in the electronic environment, we have the ability that we don't have to that level now of cross-referencing information, of watching trends, of seeing what is submitted in one file and what is submitted in another, and perhaps drawing connections from an investigative or analytical perspective. And so really, that is our future. And we have a great team on that as well.
I'd like to transition a little bit to another system, and that is the E-Verify system. What are you doing to optimize its performance, improve its ease of use, and expand or enhance its capabilities, such as giving it the capability to identify identity theft?
So the E-Verify system, which is designed to enable employers to ensure the lawfulness of their workforce, has been increasing in accuracy exponentially these past few years. And as a matter of fact, more than 98% of the time, it identifies as work authorized an individual who is, in fact, work authorized. Where it is not as successful is in the area that you identify, which is in its ability to capture identity fraud. It was not intended to do so. It was intended to be able to establish as work authorized an individual who is in fact work authorized. And as I mentioned, it's been remarkable in that regard. But we were making incredible improvements in its ability to combat identity fraud. So, for example, last year we included in our database, or we introduced into our database, a passport photographs. And so through the use of photographic matching, we've made a step in our effort to address identity fraud. Identity fraud is something that E-Verify plays a part in. E-Verify is one tool in the government's toolbox or arsenal to address identity fraud. And there are other tools that are owned by other agencies that do that as well. But we are really focused on that because of frankly, its occurrence and our need to be able to address it more effectively.
Well, you've sought focus on greater emphasis of program integrity and national security issues. And to that end, would you tell us how you have realigned organizational structure to eliminate fraud, identify national security threats, foster that information sharing or info sharing you were just referring to? And how does the establishment of the Fraud Detection National Security Directorate factor into this?
Michael, when I came on board and I did a top-to-bottom review of the agency, as I said I would, I saw that our fraud detection and national security portfolio was embedded in an operational directorate that had a wide spectrum of responsibilities. And I did not think that was properly prioritizing our fraud detection and national security responsibilities. And so I created a directorate, which is really an operational component within our agency devoted exclusively to our fraud detection and national security responsibilities. I made it a freestanding directorate. And it cannot be overstated the importance of and benefit of having a fraud detection national security leader around the leadership table. Because so many of our issues are inextricably intertwined with other issues and implicate fraud issues or national security issues, or fraud issues and national security issues implicate other operational issues and policies and the like. And so it was of vital importance to have someone from that portfolio exclusively at the leadership table, and we've gained tremendous, I think, leadership input and value from that. And it's a core responsibility of ours. The nation deserves it and requires it. And frankly, it serves not only in ensuring that people who seek to abuse our system, or worse yet, do us harm, are not able to avail themselves of benefits which they do not deserve, but it also enables us to more effectively be open and embracing to those who do.
What does the future hold for the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services? We will ask its director, Alejandro Mayorkas, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.